You are it. You are the only human who was at the Disney California Takeover last night, California Adventure, that came into the building today, dude.
What? Everyone else is gone?
No one else was here. What? No one.
What babies?
Yeah, back in the old day, you would have been there the next morning, huh?
Sure.
You got out of there at 2:30, 3 hours later, you'd be on the air.
That's a professional.
It wouldn't be good, but I would do it.
No, you shouldn't have done it, though. Right. That was the boss man that made that happen.
That's
true. You got a cool boss over here.
It is KLOS. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon.
No Marcy today, either. She's recouping at home, so it was Stu.
See how that works.
Yeah, Stu. Young Stu.
Oh, I should go home then.
Yeah, what are you doing?
I don't know. Realized that was an option.
I'm glad you're still dressed as Belle, but it looks like you got run over a couple times.
Listen,
what happened?
Listen.
That is a messed up dress.
We'll talk about it.
All right.
Also, between 5 and 7 on Fridays, we do our All Request Fest,
which
we love.
Mm-hmm.
Just what kind of songs will get your weekend kicked off right? We play those for you from 5 to 7 every Friday.
We want it to be loud. If it's a party song, we'll throw it on if we can find it.
We're going to talk about earworms.
Yeah.
You know the meaning of that? No, earworms.
Oh, I see. When you got a song stuck in your head and you can't let it go.
There are a couple that are just constant offenders for me.
Oh, yeah.
And I won't hear it or see it anywhere.
Right.
And I'll just be singing it to myself. I go, what the?
You know what's horrifying is for me, a lot of times it's damn commercials. And I
hate
that.
And it can be songs that you don't like. Right. Why would you?
Meow, 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 meow.
Yeah, let's not do that.
Because that's what happens.
Also, there's something called an Unco shop.
Okay.
I'm going to explain to you what that is.
All right.
And you're going to wish I hadn't. And we have one American dollar.
Yes, and we've got another chance or two for you to get into the stadium tour this Saturday, tomorrow, SoFi Stadium. We got a 4-pack of tickets, I do believe, lying around, so be ready to win that from KLOS.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon.
So 1 week from tomorrow out at Wembley Stadium in London is the Taylor Hawkins tribute, and of course, you know, we're not going to make that. Yeah, but you can watch it on Paramount. They're going to be live streaming it starting Saturday, September 3rd at Check this out, 8:30 in the morning local time.
Wow.
So if you want to be up and seeing it as it happens, 8:30 next Saturday on Paramount, the Taylor Hawkins tribute live from Wembley Stadium. I'm not sure if you can watch it after that on Paramount. Doesn't really make it clear, but
If they replay it or not.
Yeah, way to maybe get in and see something.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I would like to see that.
Yeah, it's going to be very awesome.
All right, it's time for one American dollar.
Yeah, all right.
A game I've never won.
It's time for you to win, man. We want you to win.
You have picked a category that is up my alley.
You love sweets.
I do love sweets.
And we have here from candystore.com the top 10 candies in America. The most sold, the most loved.
Top 10 candies in America.
Yeah, here in these United States. So no weird Russian favorites or anything.
Yeah, I have a lot of those. All right, a few of them are pretty simple.
You would think. Yeah, you would think.
Because if it's
never
not,
know.
Listen, I'll burn this place to the ground if Snickers is not on that list. I'll burn
Snickers,
it to the ground.
Snickers is number 8 on your list. So, unfortunately, we don't get to set anything on fire.
Well, that's too bad.
It should be good to go. Ding, 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 ding.
It's not working.
It doesn't work.
Yeah. Listen. All right, ding, so Snickers ding, is ding, good. Ding. All right, yeah, so Snickers I don't have to burn the thing to the ground.
I want you to burn it. So you get
Reese's
Peanut
Butter
to
Cups.
Get four.
Six
that
guesses
is
to get
number
four.
One.
Yes.
Ding, 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 ding.
It's not
I'm really
working.
Bummed that it's not working.
All right, so I got two out of two.
You're just going to get that dollar today, buddy. You going to go buy some candy with
I have never won a dollar.
I know. It's about time. We played this game 306 times so far. What would you go buy candy with your dollar?
Of course. You know what I would buy? A Twix.
A Twix, huh? Well, it's not on the list.
What?
Sorry.
Really?
Yeah.
That's three guesses.
I
think
three
got
more,
correct.
Yeah.
I
got to tell you, there's a couple on here that I'm like, oh, really?
And,
oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, sort of like.
They shouldn't all be obvious? Top 10 candy?
Kind of not, I don't
what?
Think. I'm a little, yeah, this is the thing with this game. You know, when you start getting down to what the folk like, it's never
what
really
is
in line.
Are the two, sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. Are those on there?
I don't even know what that is. I mean, I remember the jingle talking about earworms.
Almond Joy.
Oh, yeah.
And the other one.
Almond Joy and Mounds.
Mounds.
Mounds don't.
Right.
Which
Almond
one of those
Joy's
is your guess?
Mounds don't.
Those are two separate candies, my friend.
Are they?
Yeah. So which one would you like to go with?
Almond Joy.
If either one of them.
Because I think Mounds is
crap.
Yes. It's crap. Yeah.
Well, what it comes down to is. I'm sorry.
Is that on the list at all?
No.
You were playing me. Okay, that's four guesses, and I only got two correct.
Yeah, but you're getting there, man. You can feel
Am
the candy.
Am I getting there?
Yeah, yeah, you got two more to go.
All right, are there any that aren't candy bars? You said some of them were surprises,
yeah,
but
little...
I'm thinking candy bars.
I will say to you, my friend,
okay,
they are not all candy bars.
Okay, all
bars.
Right, good.
Yeah. Because I want you to win this dollar. I want you to
Skittles.
Run down to 7-Eleven and buy yourself some Skittles, which is number two on the list.
Yes!
Ding, 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 ding.
Do I have one guess to get one more
yeah,
correct?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we're down to the wire
oh,
on
no.
this.
Oh, no.
Where's Willy Wonka when you need him? Hey, you want to telephone a friend? You could call Willy Wonka at home.
I wish. Shoot.
Or maybe Bean. He would be able to help. I mean,
what
he knows
could
everything.
I...
Oh, wait. That doesn't always work out.
I could use... Listen, what should be on there... Right. It's different than what's on there.
That's so true. That's always
Reese's
true.
Reese's Nutrageous. Have you ever had that?
I haven't.
It's not on the list. But
no.
I assume it's not. It's, that's golden. That's
is
really
it?
Good.
I don't even know what that is. What's the deal with it?
It's Reese's, but it's got nuts.
Oh, I
And
see.
It's outrageous.
So it's Nutrageous?
Thus the Nutrageous name.
What madman came up with that?
I feel my phone going off, by the way, a lot.
Isn't it funny how
people
are
always
texting
me like, don't
us,
be
yeah.
so stupid.
Look, the answer's really easy.
Wow.
Remember, think not necessarily bars.
Not chocolate.
Why am I helping him?
Oh,
folk? I don't
what's
know.
The round twisty one that you eat and it gums up your teeth forever? And
round twisty one.
Yeah,
oh.
That's very popular at Halloween.
You talking about red vines?
Nope. What's wrong with you? No.
The list is endless.
It's chocolate.
Well, it's twisty and it's round.
It's chocolate, yeah. But it's not a candy bar.
It's chocolate, but it's not a candy
yeah.
bar.
Yeah.
It's chocolate, but it's not a candy
that
bar.
That one. That's my guess.
I don't know what you're saying.
That's my guess.
You got to give me a name. I don't know what you're saying. Maybe it's on air. Maybe not.
I don't know. I don't know.
No, guess what, man? Just think candy. Think candy. Like you go into a 7-Eleven and you look at the candy aisle.
Right.
And what are some of the ones you see there?
I mean, a Nutrageous is the only thing that's coming to my head.
I guess that's the only thing you're
I
looking
love it.
For. That's funny. Are you throwing in the towel? This dollar
yes,
is so
I am.
Close. It's like you got three quarters of a buck.
But
I've been there before.
I know.
Are you serious?
I'm out.
All right. Well, that's sad. That makes me sad. The number
right,
10 one should be, this is unacceptable, although right. I do like them, but it shouldn't be on the list.
What?
According to candystore.com, these are the ones that go out the most sold, and number 10, candy corn.
Candy corn.
I'm with you, man. People hate that.
Is
I actually like
garbage.
It. But I don't think it should be on the top 10. I'm stunned.
That's not that.
That
is
they
ridiculous.
Sell so much of it that people. Well, you know it is.
Everything else
everyone
about
talks
this list
about
is
it.
Stupid. It's not the candy that people talk about the most.
Oh, they do because they hate
like,
it.
That's melted
they fight
wax
about it.
BS.
It is. But I love it.
What? That's number 10.
That's number 10. Number 9 is Tootsie Pops.
That's what I was trying to remember.
Oh no,
Tootsie Roll is what I was trying to. That's what I was trying to describe.
Right.
Poorly.
I get you now. Now I get it.
But I wouldn't have gotten
no,
credit
that
for
doesn't
Pops.
Count.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Well, I would think Tootsie Roll would be more popular than
that's
a damn
what I was
Pop.
Trying to guess. All right.
Number 8, you got Snickers.
Yeah.
This one I was really thinking, come on, man, you got to get this one. Hershey Kisses, dude.
Of course.
Number 7. Number 6, and this is one I would have never gotten because this is way after my time, Sour Patch Kids. Still very popular.
I would have never guessed that in top
nope.
10, though.
Nope. Hot Tamales, which I can't
stand.
Oh,
my God. I love those.
Do you?
But those are like, I haven't had those
candy.
In 25 years.
Number 5.
Wow.
Number 4 is Starburst.
Oh, Starburst. I hate those because they're too much work.
But here's the one I was trying
to work on every single piece to unwrap it.
Yeah, right?
All right.
This is the one I was trying to get you to picture at 7-Eleven when you walk in. You see great big, huge bags of...
Big League Chew.
M&M's.
I resign my position as candy expert.
Yeah, you were going to be like, we were going to get you the job for the candy master. Skittles and Reese's Cups are number 2 and 1, which you both got. So.
M&M's.
Yeah.
I'm embarrassed.
Now, from now on, when I hear that phrase, sucking on a chili dog, I'm going to think of that guy, that video at that baseball game where he hollowed out a hot dog
yeah.
and stuck it into his drink and used the hot dog mm-hmm. like a straw.
A lot of people are trying that.
It's why
a lot of people are trying it without hollowing it out.
That seems a little
and
more
it
difficult.
Turns out it doesn't work. Yeah, I don't know why. Listen, why does anything happen?
That's true.
Why is there a pooped themed shop in Japan? I don't know.
Oh no,
this is not to be gross. This is a weird story. There is a guy in Japan, in Yokohama.
Of course, it's Japan.
Whose shop is called Unko Shop, UNCO, and that is the word for poop. in Japanese. And he was selling like upper class, you know, clothing and stuff.
So he's had a real legitimate business for a while.
Yes, but on the side, to make his friends laugh,
right?
He would put like the poop emoji on a shirt or something like that, he would send it to them, and they all loved it.
And probably had like the fake dog poop and stuff like that around the store and thing. Yeah,
But just to be funny,
sure.
But he was still very much a straight high-end businessman.
Right. Yeah.
So then he had some people that wanted to buy some of his poop merchandise.
Yeah,
and they bought it. And then they wanted to meet him.
Okay.
So they went to a bar. This is all true. They went to a bar, and when he walked in, he was like God himself. Like, the guy was like, people were wearing shirts.
Because he put poop on shirts.
People were in homemade shirts that they made to look
in
like
honor,
his.
Right. Wow.
To make him think, oh, this is really something.
What?
Yes. At one point, he applied for a trademark for a coiled-up poop design, and he unexpectedly got it in 2014.
See, anything that pops into your head, if you think you want to try and make some money on it, don't think no. Don't listen to people that say that wouldn't work.
This guy's already going a different direction.
Yeah.
But motivated by the possibility of turning his hobby into his full-time job.
Right.
He actually started working on a variety of t-shirts with the trademark design, posted some of them on major online shops.
Wow.
And eventually changed everything, and now it's called Unko Store.
So just straight up, that's
it. It's just poop merchandise.
They sell like Green Day copies, Dookie and stuff.
Yeah, he has over 400 products that he makes.
Wow.
And he no longer sells high-end clothing at all.
Wow.
Just poop stuff. I'm the poop guy from Japan. That's me. That's who I am. That's what I do. And he's successful.
Yay, good for him.
Good for him.
That's an inspiring story.
Using poop to your credit.
Ain't no way SoFi Stadium isn't going to explode when Motley Crue jumps into that one. That's going to be bloody cool. Poison and Def Leppard, Joan Jett, all at SoFi Stadium. That is tomorrow. I guess some tickets are still available. We got one more pair of tickets. Not now.
Not now. We'll give them away in a little bit. We'll tell you when to call.
Yeah. But one more set to give away a little later on today.
So last night was the KLOS summer takeover of Disney California Adventure.
And you and I had such a great time there.
Sluggo didn't go, but I had a great time.
I really didn't know it was going to be such a big deal. I thought it was like, you know, whatever. And you know,
you don't.
I don't go to anything.
To anything for any reason, anywhere, anytime.
I'm a hologram. I can't be plugged in anywhere.
But,
you know,
it was great.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah, you had a really good time.
Because there's so many fewer people.
Right.
You know, if there was a line, it was 10 to 15 minutes, not an hour and a half or whatever can be.
Right.
But Heidi and Frank were there, and Marcy was there, and Greg went on a few rides with us.
Yeah, I saw you guys on the bus, the double-decker bus with power up on top, Bowers on top. You guys are bottom. I see him. And then everybody was waving from the windows. I saw Marcy.
I was in there, but you couldn't see me. It was behind
behind some people?
Behind
That sounds a little like my suspicious behavior.
There were people.
Wow, we're the worst.
Blocking me. Then we went. Then I went to the Marvel campus, which I've not seen yet.
Oh, yeah, I haven't been to that yet either.
And went in the Spider-Man thing. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, everybody's raving about
that. That's pretty great.
Yeah, like you shoot the lasers from your hands.
And you're shooting
webs,
spiders, which is not great for
me. You love spiders.
I really don't.
They're the best.
But that was great.
Nice. Awesome.
And can keep score. It's like a game where you keep score.
Right.
That's the fun of it.
So then
you get off afterwards and you're yelling at each other about their score.
How bad they did. I'm sure nobody was yelling at you that you did poorly.
I did quite good.
Hey, wasn't the King of Mexico down there? Yeah.
The King of Mexico did much better.
Did he?
However, King of Mexico's the kind of guy, this guy he worked with at the last station, who watches a YouTube video.
On how to do it?
Yes.
Oh, come on where to hit?
Yes.
That's cheating.
On how to do
and
it.
And it's very smart. I'll have to figure to do that next time. That's a brilliant idea.
But Guardians of the Galaxy was the highlight. That was the highlight.
That's the bad. Now, some people hate that feeling of dropping and weightlessness.
I don't love it.
It's my favorite.
I don't love it. But once you do it, you go, oh, my God, that was great.
So exhilarating.
Yes.
That's why I want to be in space so bad. And that's how you would feel all the time.
No, you wouldn't feel like that all the time because they give you just enough time to feel centered and feel like the Earth is under you.
True. But the
and
best
then it
part,
just drops out.
That's the best part. And that part continues forever when you're up in space.
And you go up, you go down, you're at the top of the park, you can see everything.
Love
that was fun.
Right on.
I would do that. I'd probably go there just for that.
Yeah.
Just for Guardians
of the Galaxy. Yeah. I always, there's not a chance. Anytime we go, I always
yes.
in that ride for sure.
But it was big fun, and thank you to everybody
who
came.
Yeah, thanks to Disney for hooking us up. We had several weeks of giving away. So many people you probably heard yesterday won, which was really cool. So very, very cool of them.
It was fun. Yeah, it was a good time. KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Happy Friday!
Happy Friday.
Woo!
In an hour, we're going to start playing requests and only requests for between 5 and 7 o'clock. We do that every Friday. It's our All Request Fest. Let's talk about earworms, because I have been tortured as of late by a certain one.
Okay.
Now, you might not even remember this song. I think you probably will. But I went to see Hall & Oates.
Okay.
An opening for them at the Hollywood Bowl was Squeeze.
Oh, yeah, Squeeze. Yeah, great band.
And they have a song called Hourglass.
Yes, they do.
And it's been stuck in my head, and it keeps coming back into my head.
You know, I play 80s music every single morning. I don't think I've played that one in years either.
Listen
to it.
It's
a good one.
Listen to it. So that's going to play constantly.
Well, that makes sense that that would play before Hall & Oates. That totally sounds kind of like them in a weird way.
The small problem is I never get those lyrics right. And that's what I end up doing. So I thought we'd talk about earworms today because that one has been stuck in my head now for months.
Now, have you found if you listen to your earworm a couple of times in a row, it goes away? Or does that not work for you? A lot of people say that
I've
that works.
I've never tried that.
It works half the time for me because I get it all the time. Every day I've got a new song, old song, some song.
Do you have an overwhelming number one?
I don't.
Because I do.
Yeah? Yeah? You do.
One that continues to torture me to this day.
Wow. No. What is it?
Go ahead and play it. Light is ringing the bell. Someone's rocking at the door. Somebody's ringing the bell. What should we do? Open the door.
Let them in.
Let them in.
So I like the door creaking sound.
I'll just be sitting around doing nothing, and I'll just start going.
Can I tell you something weird about that song right there? It was the second 45 I ever bought as a little kid.
Listen, not to besmirch the great Sir Paul McCartney. That song's garbage.
I mean, as a 8-year-old, 9-year-old, I loved it.
But yeah, well, sure.
I have not listened to
it. As
that
a 9-year-old, you ate dirt. What's it? I mean, come on.
I electrocuted myself as a 9-year-old playing with a phone box in the backyard. So, you know, about the same era.
About the same time.
Pretty much.
That song I will not have heard for.
But it just gets lodged in your
2 head. 2 months.
Right.
Someone's knocking at the door. Somebody ringing the bell.
I can see that. We're putting this in people's heads right now.
And also, it drives me crazy because it's really so simplistic. It's dumb.
Oh, it's super dumb.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just naming off a bunch of dudes.
And then he names some people that might knock on the door.
Yeah, you never
know. So he let them in.
Yeah.
It drives me crazy. It drives me crazy. I can't get it out of my head.
Do you think it's more simplistic songs that get stuck in your head? Because Hourglass is pretty straightforward song, too.
I think it's the repetitious.
Yeah.
I think it's repetitious.
Yeah.
Some of them really are repetitious.
Super.
And some of them really just, I don't know, the ones that get me, those two have gotten me recently.
And they're just always there.
And somebody's knocking on the door. It's like, come on. All right. Yes. Somebody open the goddamn door so we can stop singing this song in our head. Drives me crazy. All right. What song?
Yeah, let's just talk about songs, too, because clearly jingles get stuck in people.
Yeah, like commercials and stuff like that.
Don't talk about that. Let's talk about songs.
Songs either you like or you don't
like. It's the worst
either
when you hate them.
When you hate a song, that's when it does get stuck.
Once a week, something that I really hate gets stuck in my head. And I'm like,
it is the worst.
Songs that you like can also be there. Right. Totally, usually.
You just start singing and it's just out in the middle of nowhere. And
so
just
the fact is that you really do like this song quite a bit.
This is not mine.
You love it.
It's not my personal favorite.
Well, 9-year-old me is very impressed because I thought that was a good song when I was like 9 years old.
818-955-KLOS. The number is 818-955-KLOS. What is your earworm?
You keep singing up.
I mean,
it's crazy.
It's 955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
What
Kevin and Sluggo talking about earworms. Songs that get stuck in your head. Maybe you hadn't heard it in a week, and it still comes back.
Maybe you hate it. Maybe you never liked it.
Correct. KLOS, hello, what's yours?
I'm not a big Aerosmith fan at all.
Right.
But it's freaking Love in an Elevator.
Love in an Elevator!
For no reason, I'll just be driving down the road, and all I hear is, Love in an Elevator! Living up where I'm going down!
Yeah, I hear you, dude.
The
that happens.
You, the way you sing it makes it worse. It's fantastic.
Right on, man. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hello. I have a song that drives me nuts, gets stuck in my head all the time.
Yep.
It is The Knack.
Oh, by Sharona?
Yep.
My Sharona.
I can see that.
Did you like it at one time? Did you ever like it?
It's okay. I like it.
But for some reason, it lodges itself and nests in your brain.
Rent-free.
It pops out every once in a while. It's there.
Good times.
Right on. Thanks for calling. That's what we're looking for.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, I got two earworms.
All right.
One is Baby Shark.
Baby Shark. Yeah, that's the worst.
Yes.
That's the worst. And also, if you have kids, they listen to it.
I love it. I want to hear it.
I have a 2-year-old, but I can listen to the mariachi version of it.
Ah. Oh, nice. Well, all right.
At least
that one actually is good. And then the second one is Willow Smith's Whip My Hair Back and Forth.
Oh, yeah, that song is garbage.
But it gets lodged.
I agree.
Yeah.
It does. Thank you.
Thanks for calling 818-955-KLOS. Your earworms.
Songs that get stuck in your head and you can't get them out. Talking about earworms, songs that get stuck in your mind.
You wake up in the middle of the night and there's that song that you actually hate. And it's just going round and round.
You have one of those?
My earworm is a song by the Beach Boys.
Mm-hmm.
Called Never Learn Not to Let My B*** You Know.
Well done.
Yes, well played, sir. Thanks. Welcome back.
KLOS, hello.
Hi, the Addams Family.
Oh, I can see that.
Oh, my God. And when we watch it, it gets stuck in my head.
You've
for
just
days.
Put it into my head. Now it's in my head.
The Addams Family. Da da da. Da da da. Da da. It's driving nuts.
Thanks for planting that. Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, the one for me is Rock Me Amadeus. Amadeus. And then the part that, you know, you don't understand what he's saying.
Yeah, it's in German.
Right.
Right. Right. Do you like that song or do you hate that song?
I like it. But it gets in my head, you know, gotcha. And I start to hate it as it goes on, you know?
Yeah, sure.
Damn it, Falco.
It turns on you.
Thanks for calling. Deus Amadeus.
KLOS, hello.
Deus.
Yeah, my earbud is...
Earbud.
Beverly Hills from Weezer. That's where I want to be.
I always wonder, you know, so I know people that live in Beverly Hills. I always wonder what they think about that song. I've never asked them.
That's
all
a good question.
Years, but it just gets
because
lodged.
You don't know anyone that lives there. Neither do I.
I know
you
them.
Do.
Yeah.
Huh. Oh. Son of a bitch.
818-955-KLOS.
Earworms. Songs that get stuck in your head and you can't get them out. We are talking about earworms. Songs that get stuck in your mind and you can't get them out. You have one of those?
Yeah. I've had the Clash song White Man and Hammersmith Palais stuck in my head.
Mm-hmm.
For like a week or so, and it makes me really happy to have that song stuck in my head.
Well, that's great. You
know? Yeah, that's good.
Yeah,
well, it's a good one to have stuck in your head, that's for sure. Thanks for calling, dude.
KLOS, hello.
Hello, Kevin and Sluggo. What about this? It's like, don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy.
Why would you do that to us?
Sorry.
Why do you hate? Who hurt you?
Oh my God, that song.
I mean this with all due respect, but go straight to hell.
Thank you.
Well, that's a perfect example. Thank you for calling. That is horrifying.
KLOS, hello.
Should not be allowed.
Hi. So we like to call each other and mess with each other in the family. We'll just call up and we'll go. Bird, 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 and the bird is a word, and the bird, 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 and then you sing that all day at work.
That's hilarious.
So you purposely implant earworms in other people's ears.
That's a great move.
Yeah. Well done,
yes,
you.
Yes, we Thank do. You. Yes, we do.
Good for you. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hi. My earworm is Hey Mickey by Tony Basil.
Oh, sure. Hey, Mickey, you're so fine. You're so fine. You blow my mind. Hey, Mickey. Hey, Mickey.
Yes. Oh.
God, I hate that song.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan.
But I hear you. I understand. Do you like it or do you hate it?
I hate it.
Coming up next, it is the All Request Fest.
818-955-KLOS. We play all songs that get your weekend started right. Fridays at 5.
For a couple of hours.
We do the All Request Fest.
Whatever gets your weekend started. If it's loud, we will find it. Hell, you can't ask for a louder one than I Love It Loud from Kiss. For Kevin listening in Phoenix, he's like, hey, throw that one on!
It is our All Request Fest. What can we do for you?
Yeah, I want to hear Highway to Hell, AC/DC.
That sound means a deal has been struck. You got it.
Thanks. Yeah, my earworm is Careless Whisper.
Bastard.
You go to hell. It is Kevin and Sligo's All Request Fest. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Yo.
Yo.
Kev Dog.
Yes.
Bug Monstrosity.
Yo, what's happening?
Hey, don't bogart the joint. No, it's Friday. You can do it.
Woo! Good.
Can we play a song?
Yeah. Remember Liam Lynch, United States of Whatever?
I do remember
my
that.
United States of Whatever.
I dare you. I dare you guys.
Don't dare us.
I dare you. I dare you. I double dare you.
Whatever.
And that's for Cheryl and Gardenia. Wanted to hear some Molly Hatchet.
Hell yeah.
KLOS, hello.
I want to pay homage to the old school party machine, mm-hmm. the old station, and yes. I want to hear Boogie in the Butt from Eddie Murphy. Come on, now.
This is a weird day. So we already did my United States of whatever.
Listen, the fact
that... I love that one, too.
This song exists is crazy.
Yeah. And I played this when it was new a lot on yes. that Top 40 station in Phoenix.
Yep. Love that one.
It's so what?
Let's get that song on the radio. That was from Guardians of the Galaxy 2, right?
Oh, my God. I remember seeing that at the Chinese, and when it first started, Groot's dancing, all the violence and yep. insanity, that song comes on. I'm like, I am in.
That was my favorite ride at Disney California Adventure.
Oh, yeah. That night. Is the best Guardians ride. Guardians of the Galaxy. Yeah, last night. Yeah, nice.
Fantastic.
Awesome.
KLOS, hello.
Kevin and Sligo.
Yes. It's our All Request Fest. Yes. May we help you?
First off, let me thank you. Mm-hmm. You guys allowed us to go to Disneyland with a couple friends, and we had a blast.
Excellent.
Yay.
Excellent.
Nice. Good.
The lady I am in love with here, she really loved the trip because she's a Disney diehard.
Oh, we're glad you won.
Yeah. I missed Sligo. I was looking for him. I didn't see him. Yeah.
Oh, I was there.
He was everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hey, shout out to Russ, by the way, my probation officer. Officer, you hear I didn't go, that's for sure.
Correct, yes.
She also is upset with Sligo because
Yay!
Sligo has been not doing his job. When the Nirvana song comes on and says nature is a whore, you expect to hear you in the background.
Oh, I do occasionally forget. Yes. Have I actually forgotten a few times? Boo.
Yes.
Yeah, nature's a whore, yeah.
Boo. Yeah. Sligo remembers that more than anything else.
That's true.
Yeah, so that is a rare
there are times.
Mistake.
Okay, request.
Yeah.
If you could find it in your heart.
All right, listen, we get off at 7.
Okay, Dio. Dio, first album, anything on it.
Anything from the first Dio album?
Yeah, Stand Up and Shout. I mean, you can play the Holy Diver or Rainbow in the Dark, but any
you
of the
said
other
Stand
ones would
Up
be
and
cool.
Shout, and you seem like a nice fella. A stand-up fella, so we will do it for
awesome.
You.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
I will never tire of that song.
I know, it's so good. 95.5
KLOS, that's... Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. It's our All Request Fest.
Now that you get to come in afternoons, Kevin, what time do you usually get up? Are you going to be awake by 8:30 tomorrow morning?
I can't promise that.
Is
there a reason to be?
Yeah, the Taylor Hawkins tribute happening in the Wembley Stadium in London tomorrow is going to be streamed live.
Oh, great.
On Paramount.
Yeah, I'd do that.
So, yeah, if you've got Paramount, you can actually watch it all happen live tomorrow morning starting at 8:30 a.m. I lied to you. Not tomorrow morning. September 3rd. What a loser.
Wow.
Moron. 1 week from tomorrow is when it is.
Tomorrow, I'd be up at 8:30 going, and that son of a bitch lied to me.
I certainly didn't do it on purpose, that's for sure.
It is our All Request Fest. KLOS, hello.
TJIF, gentlemen.
To you as well. It is our All Request Fest.
So based on that segment you guys did earlier about the candy,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
I think the perfect song for that, I thought you guys were going to play it, Led Zeppelin's Candy Store Rock.
KLOS, hello.
Hello. How are are you guys?
We are great.
Happy
Thank you.
Friday.
To you too. What can we do for you?
Can you guys play Strobe Light by the B-52s?
Oh, nice. Wow. Underneath the strobe. I'm going to kiss your pineapple for that request.
I want to kiss your pineapple, yes.
Wow, you know it's the ARF when a strobe light is on.
I don't know what that song's about. I have no idea.
Fred Schneider, by the way, makes an amazing blend of coffee. Actually sells his own roast.
Does he really?
Yeah, it's really
good. His own brand?
Yeah, what the hell's up with that?
Huh.
It's really good.
Hello, it's our old request fest.
Hi.
Hi there.
Can you please play Run DMC?
UB Illin.
Yes.
Big Mac.
Which song do you want to hear?
Pick it. I don't care.
We now join this call already in progress.
Suffer. You're going to have to suffer.
I don't think they're listening.
Hello?
What?
Are you murdering somebody right now?
What?
No.
Oh, why not?
Is this on? Am I on?
Woo! Maybe.
But what are you on is the question.
I'm on everything. I want to hide, bro. It's all right.
Why aren't you sharing?
I got free Motley Crue tickets. You want
yeah!
some?
Yeah! No, we gave away a whole bunch, so I guess we're good. But,
Motley Crue tickets. You want some?
No, but maybe we'll play a song for you. What song do you want to hear on the All Request Fest?
Metallica, anything live.
Anything live from Metallica?
Yeah.
All right, only if you will scream for about 30 seconds straight.
Yeah!
Sorry, that's 27.
Damn it.
And it's in full rich stereo.
95.5 now in full rich stereo. It's our All Request Fest. Hello.
Hey, is this Kevin and Bean?
Yes, I'm Bean.
Yes, it is.
I've been on hold forever.
Since like 1994.
I know.
What can we do for you?
I want to hear Rats round and round.
It's our old request fest.
Jimmy Page right there, The Firm, that is Radioactive. He teamed up with Paul Rogers and Chris Slade in, I don't know, the mid-80s or so. And I heard from Rob, says he hasn't heard that since the mid-80s. Would we be so kind as to throw it on? Happy to do it for you, man. Good song.
You can get a hold of us at 818-955-KLOS or on Twitter at Kevin and Sluggo, or just drop off cash.
That's usually the best way. Spacey, man.
That's so weird.
Spacey, I love it, man.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon is our All Request Fest. Hello.
All right, all right, all right.
All right.
It'd be a lot cooler if you did.
What up, K-Dog? And
that other guy?
Slug, man.
What's happening?
So you guys got Three Little Pigs by Green Jelly?
But it has to be Green Jello, man. I don't care if they get upset.
I know, the lawsuit.
Screw them.
I know, I agree, man.
Haven't we been planning on playing that for a long time now?
Because it'd be a lot cooler.
Hello, it's our old request fest.
Hello? You have held on for so long. Where are you now?
Let me try again. I think.
Okay.
KLOS, hello, it's our old request fest.
Kevin and Sluggo.
Hey,
I knew it. I knew it.
Well done.
Are we reaching?
100%. What can we do for
you? Around, if you know what I mean.
Happy Friday.
Woo! Yeah.
In the butt.
You enjoyed Eddie Murphy A earlier? I see.
Oh, no, he didn't hear that.
That's just totally random.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, what do you want to hear?
Okay, here we go, Kevin.
All right.
Give me Motorhead.
Motorhead!
The case is better than the cat.
Was a weird day.
Yeah, it was a very weird day.
Weird All Request Fest.
And always good to wrap up a week with Motorhead. Hell yeah. Good request, dude. Thank you for that, man.
It is time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. There's a guy in Japan that exclusively sells poop-themed merchandise.
And it's through the roof.
And it's just blowing up, so to speak.
As it were.
And last night's KLOS takeover of Disney California Adventure Park was great.
Yeah, really good time for everyone.
What a unique experience to walk around to hear Thunderstruck. While you're going from ride to ride.
That's not a very common thing. No. There, I don't think. That's awesome.
It was pretty cool. Thanks to all the listeners that came out. That was great.
Yeah. All right, I'm off to pet the kitty.
Enjoy. I'll see you Monday.
Oh, and one last thought.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
What's that? You don't have plans tomorrow? Yeah, you do. We will take caller 13 right now, 818-955-KLOS. You get tickets for tomorrow's show at SoFi Stadium. It's Def Leppard.
Yeah.
Motley Crue.
Yeah.
Poison.
Yeah.
Joan Jett and the Blackhawks.
Yeah.
All of that. You get four tickets to see that concert.
Come on.
It's your caller 13, 818-955-KLOS.
Off you go to the stadium tour.
Don't forget, at 5 o'clock every Friday, we play all requests between 5 and 7 o'clock. KLOS, hello, who's this?
This is Rad Parker.
Rad is your name, R-A-D?
Yep, that's my nickname.
And are you desirous to go to the stadium tour tomorrow night?
Oh my God, are you serious?
Yes,
oh
ma'am.
Oh my God.
You and three friends, you get to see Def Leppard, Motley Crue, Poison, Joan Jett, and the Blackhearts. Four tickets.
Oh my God, I finally won.
Yes, you did. And the show is tomorrow, so enjoy. You have three friends?
I do.
You're going to load up the car and you guys are going to be rowdy as hell and you're probably going to get arrested, and we'll talk to you about that on Tuesday when you get out of jail.
If you get arrested, Rad, please make sure and call us back.
Yes.
Hell, rock. You guys rock. Thank you so much.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. We have something for you to do tomorrow.
Oh, man.
We have something big. It is the stadium tour. Def Leppard,
yes.
Motley Crue, Poison, Joan Jett, and the Blackhearts.
Unbelievable. That's going to be such an incredible show.
We have a pair of tickets right now. If you're caller 13, it's at SoFi Stadium tomorrow.
Now, apparently you can still get them at Ticketmaster.com, but you should call us right this second.
818-955-KLOS, caller 13. Good luck.
Air piano. I wait for that air piano every time. I'll be in the car driving 85 miles an hour. Got an air piano.
You aggressively air piano?
I do.
Yeah, I bet that looks great.
That's sad.
KLOS, who's this?
Amanda.
Amanda, would you like to go see the stadium tour tomorrow?
I would love to.
You are caller 13.
No way.
That means you get a pair of tickets to see Def Leppard, Motley Crue, Poison, Joan Jett, and the Blackhearts tomorrow at SoFi Stadium.
That sounds great.
How bananas is that? I mean, what were your plans for tomorrow at this point? What were they?
Honestly, nothing. I just got off work. I heard you guys on the radio. I'm like, let me just try. And I tried.
And you won. Nice. Congratulations.
Oh my God, thank you guys so much.
You are more than welcome. That 5-day long festival that you've always said you wished you were at, the Isle of Wight Festival, kicked off on this day in rock in 1970 with people like Bob Dylan, Joan Baez, Joni Mitchell playing, Donovan, Jethro Tull, The Doors, The Moody Blues, Procol Harum, Free. Sheesh! Remember that time you were screaming your brains out at the Kiss shows at the Forum? On this day in rock in 1977, the first of those three shows happened. It was recorded for Alive 2. David Bowie's movie Merry Christmas, Mr. Lawrence opened in New York City on this day in rock in 1983.